B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jocelyn.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
So, like, I met this dude in my apartment building. You know, not like up close and personal because, you know, it's quarantine. But he's like across the way from me. And, you know, he's fine. Like, I can see him through his window. He can see me. We've been flirting back and forth, you know. And it's not like I'm looking all extra sexy or nothing. I just have on, like, sweats, you know what I'm saying? But he's waving at me and he's flirting. And I'm just like, okay, well, maybe this is something. So then, like, a day or so goes by and he has this sign up saying, hey, beautiful, and put his number on. So I took it upon myself, like, oh, okay, so he's like, with me. Like, let me take a chance. I figured, let me start texting. We text back and forth. Everything's cool. And he invites me to a Zoom meeting.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe just put my face together. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I've been chilling, you know.
Yeah.
So I put my face together. I get on this Zoom call. And so I thought the combo was cool. We ordered takeout. And then I haven't heard from him. And it's been like 3-4 days. Like,
not even anything at the window?
I don't know what's going on.
Is that, yeah.
Nothing at the window. I haven't seen him.
Yo.
It's actually a very romantic story how you guys met.
It's online dating if your Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Yeah. You know? I actually really like this.
And by the way, the thing where, you know, you're like, I haven't been looking that good. I'm not saying you're unattractive, but, you know, it's almost like when guys go to jail, the rules change as far as what you do. I think in quarantine, it changes too. You kind of go, hey, you know what? You see everybody in sweatpants, so you go, who's the best-looking person in sweatpants? And I can't imagine. If she looks good in sweatpants, imagine what she's going to look like when she gets cleaned up. And that's probably what he did when he looked at you.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm on this quarantine life. Like, I'm living it out loud.
Yeah, like,
You know what I'm saying?
The scale has been kicked down. Everybody's at, like, a 3 now. So if you look like a 4, that's basically the equivalent of looking like an 8 or a 9, you know? But anyway, so here's what we're going to do.
Exactly.
So we're going to try and call up and see if you guys can start this little passing notes in class thing again, okay?
Okay.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just talked to Jocelyn. She, take notes. Take notes. This could be something that could work for you. She started talking to this dude who lived basically like across the street from her, and they were holding up signs to each other, basically. That's how it started.
I love it.
That's how it started. I like it. Melissa's going to do it today.
I mean, if I had an apartment that worked that way, I would. Yeah, but unfortunately, across the street from me is a retirement home, so I don't think that would work.
Hey!
Yeah. Make sure you draw those letters big. But that's how they started. And they ended up doing like a little Zoom meetup. And then after that is when it kind of went downhill. That's what we're coming in. We're going to try and set this up. So, Jocelyn, you hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay quiet.
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. This is going to sound weird, but thank you for picking up the phone. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, and the reason we're calling you from a radio station, and we got your phone number from a young lady who wanted us to get in contact with you. It's a good reason. Can I explain why?
Sure.
Okay. So, we got a call from a young lady who is fond of you, and she thinks that you have similar feelings. So basically, what we'd like to do is set up like a virtual type date, if you're amenable to that. So you and her could meet and talk on Zoom. We'll deliver food to your house and to her house. It'll be like a date that's not taking place at a restaurant. But if you enjoy that, then eventually we'll give you maybe a gift card or something to a restaurant so you guys can actually go out and meet up when that's allowed by the state. And I'll tell you her name, too. Do you want me to tell you her name? Because you know who she is.
Well, I know her.
Okay, so you know her because apparently you guys were communicating through your windows. It's Jocelyn?
Jocelyn.
You guys were talking through your window, writing notes like teenagers.
Oh.
Do you do that with a lot of women?
Yeah, seriously.
Or?
No, I definitely put my number up there, but I got contacted by the wrong girl.
Oh, you got contacted by the wrong girl.
Wait.
What do you mean?
Oh, man.
Wait, who are you trying to reach?
This hot chick lives across the way from me. She worked out in these yoga pants.
Wait.
And so you were communicating with the wrong girl?
Yeah, so I put my number up, and then I got these texts. And I was like, oh, cool, the hot chick started texting me, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, great. And then I was like, let's Zoom, because we can't meet. And we Zoomed, and it turned out to be the ugly neighbor below the beach.
No! No!
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, you might want to stop.
What did you just
oh, God. Okay, Johnny. Oh, wow. So, Jocelyn, the girl downstairs, the one under the hot girl, is on the phone right now.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Did you just call me? You call me an ugly girl? You call me a beast? Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Who had ketchup stains on the side of his mouth the whole time? And I'm like, yo, bro, you gonna get that right there?
Do you know the girl above you's phone number?
Okay. Wow. Hold on a second. I have questions here.
Hold on. Everybody settle down.
How long did this Zoom call last?
We were on the phone for at least, like, enough to have our appetizer, and then I was still waiting on, you know, like, my entree.
Okay, no, see, that's what I'm saying. If you knew right away that this wasn't the girl you were trying to contact, why put her through the whole call for as long as you were on it? Why not just end it right away and be like, sorry, wrong person?
Yeah, I was being nice at first. I thought maybe it was a roommate or something, so I was being nice, trying to be nice to her and get into her roommate's pants, but, you know, it didn't work out. I don't know how to say no to a rhino.
Okay, listen.
Jesus, God help us.
No, I'm sending people to your door right now. Don't forget, I know where the f*** you live.
So, is this no to another date, Johnny? I just want to make it clear.
No, yeah, definitely no.
Okay. Jocelyn.
This is going to be awkward when they run into each other in the lobby now.
Yeah.
Johnny's getting f***ed up on site.
Oh, my
okay, God. On site. And by the way, the girl that lives upstairs from me is the motherfucking whore, okay? You probably
even better.
Okay, we gotta go.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All right, I just want you to listen to this little clip from tomorrow's Second Date Update, and you make the call. Are they gonna last?
I slept on the bathroom floor. I couldn't even clench my asshole long enough to walk back into bed.
That is tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10s. It's a classic, it's hilarious, and it's a must listen. So be here at 8:10 mañana with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.